This program is brought to you by PersonalLifeMedia.com.
Welcome to Dishy Mix. I'm your host, Susan Bratton, and I have Vince Thompson from Middle Shift. He's the managing partner of a very interesting company based out of LA. He's been on the show before, and I'm here at AdTech San Francisco, and Vince has agreed to be part of the Muckety Muck Insights series. We're going to talk about some fun stuff together, so let's get him on the show. Welcome, Vince.
Oh, welcome, Susan. Thanks for having me. fun to be a Muckety Muck.
Exactly. I could just mean you're old and you've been doing
it for
too long.
Stuck in the muck.
Stuck in the muck. So tell us a little bit about Middle Shift and what you're doing right now, because you have a pretty unique business.
Well, we have a small boutique consultancy that we're quite passionate about because it fulfills the things that we care about most. And then in the media business, what we do is we help media companies with their digital revenue strategies. So we help them figure out how to build and scale sales forces that generate money, usually through advertising, sometimes through business development efforts. But that's the core area that we specialize in. We also do training for competitive advantage with major media companies on the digital side. So we do custom training programs. And we do a little bit of representation, but typically just for the companies that are in our portfolio of clients.
And so what do you think is the thing that you notice when a company wants to monetize their content or their product through advertising and they come to you and they say, build me a sales team, Vince, tell me what I need to do. What are the things that you tell them that often they didn't think about that come as a surprise to them?
Well, you know, it's an interesting time, right? It used to be that there were a couple hundred people around the country selling national media, and then it became a couple thousands, and now it's literally tens of thousands of companies sell media. We've gone through this period of innovation where a lot of venture money's gone into a lot of businesses that believe that they have a potential to create audience and translate that audience into meaningful action for advertisers. The fact of the matter is that's not always the case, right? And oftentimes we are working with people who haven't sold media before. And what we do is we need to really go back and talk about where value is created. Just because you have an audience doesn't always mean that translates into a showtime lookup or a test drive or some of the other meaningful things that marketers are looking for. So what we do is we try to be helpful to as many companies as we can. We're fortunate because we get to see quite a bit of business. We get to see 20 companies or so on a monthly average. And over the course of the year, we engage with 6 or 8 companies. And what we do is we go through and we look at the opportunities in the company, and then we make some suggestions and develop some hypothesis about where the company could potentially generate revenue. And then we go out and we do the early testing to see if we can build a revenue generating system that will scale.
So you go out and test their offering to see if buyers are interested in buying it. Is that what you do?
Yeah, if marketers can generate meaningful action with the audience, and that we can create marketing ideas and create things that connect the dots. As you know, there's so much online inventory that's been created in the last several years. And, you know, inventory in and of itself isn't valuable.
Yeah.
It's what that inventory does and how it creates a meaningful connection for the marketer and creates values for both parties. So it all starts there.
And you're speaking at AdTech this week.
I am.
What are you speaking on, and what are kind of give me like maybe the crux of what you're teaching.
Right. Well, you know, I'm talking about management, and I'm talking about surviving in chaos.
Oh, well, that's perfect, because I want to talk about your book, which we'll get to.
Yeah, it's a subject near and dear to my heart. As you know, I spent a good deal of my career in corporate America managing sales teams at AOL.
At AOL, during the go-go days, when they were buying companies like crazy, and you were inheriting people. And
we became a very large company, right?
Yeah. What was the number? You started at how many people and ended at? What was your kind of smallest and biggest group that you had to manage?
You know, the groups I managed were probably between 12 and 60.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 60 salespeople is a lot of salespeople, especially salespeople because we're super high maintenance.
Well, it was a lot of support organization.
Uh-huh.
So a lot of support organization behind that, which is really the key to selling major media, is having the support organization, the idea factory, the account services, and the folks that can support it. So there was a lot of growth there. I came to believe during that time that people who work in the middle of the companies are the most important to the company's success because they understand the needs of the sales force, the field force, the customer, the competition, the skills inside, and then the demands of management. And so that gave me the opportunity to write my book, Ignited, which I did. And it's been very fun. We've had a great run with the book. This is particularly special for me because I'm taking some of the learnings of the book that relate directly to chaos, and I'm sharing them with this ad tech crowd, this group of people that I've had such a great working experience with, and giving folks some best practices that they could use as they deal with the chaotic world that we're living in right now.
Well, Vince has been on Dishy Mix before. We did a pretty good deep dive into Ignited. The full title of the book is Ignited: Managers, Light Up Your Company and Career for More Power, More Purpose, and More Success. And Vince, the thing that really stuck with me about that book was how empowering the book was for middle managers. You know, I remember you saying to me, look, everybody writes books for CEOs, and a lot of people write books for you young people starting out, but very few people address the middle managers, and there's more of them than anything else. And you really illustrated how powerful a position in middle management can be, and to not be marginalized by it. And I really appreciated that perspective because I'd never actually thought about it that way. It's very empowering.
Well, thank you very much. When we were doing our research, there was an interesting fact that we came across, and it had to do with strategy and how companies evolve. You know, here we are, close to the Silicon Valley, and there's so many great entrepreneurs, and what their job to do is to figure out what a business model is that scales, right? Come up with a business model. So the entrepreneur creates it. But in all companies, the business models fail and they change and they evolve. And so you say, well, where does the strategy come that informs the business model? And in the research, only 6% of the strategy that's created at the boardroom level or the C-level ever makes it successfully into the company. 94% of the successful strategy that's created in a company is created by the mid-level managers who are adapting to the marketplace and what we call emergent strategy. So it's a really fascinating field. So the skills for the mid-level manager, the skills for the executives who are running divisions are the most important skills for success. So it's been very fun for me to take the book knowledge and at the same time have the ability to continue to participate in this business I love, this interactive media business, put the two together, help clients, and learn more myself. So
I did a show with Rick Horowitz on strategy, setting strategy for your organization. He wrote a book, I think it's called Deep Dive, and he essentially teaches the difference between tactics and strategy and how you go about the process of setting a strategy. And it's a really good book. And of course, you can always listen to the Dishy Mix
episode. Check it out.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think you'll like that. And you have a present for my Dishy Mix listeners. Now, I give you a little gold star for that, man.
We always
our swag and our presents. What do you have for us today?
Listen, if I'm going to mention the book, the least I can do is make a free chapter available to people. And that's an easy thing to do. If listeners are interested, they'd like to check out the book, they can go to beignited.com/free offer. And if you want to pick up a chapter of the book, you can get it there.
Awesome. Thank you for that.
Sure.
I wanted to go back to this idea of managing chaos because in a growing industry like ours, it's always chaotic. I mean, once I finally got used to the chaos, I missed it when it wasn't there. It's
right.
Crazy. It's like, you know, oh, you beat me up every day. Pretty soon I want to get beat, you know? Give me one golden nugget that we can use when we're feeling overwhelmed by the chaos. How can we ground ourselves or cope? You know, something from your presentation.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm going to talk today about resilience. I'm going to talk today about managing your manager, and I'm going to share a consulting model called the Manager's Universe, which is actually in the free chapter that I'm making available.
Awesome. I'm going to go get that. I've read your book, and I'm going to get that anyway.
Oh, absolutely. That would be great. Listen, when we are in chaos, one of the things we first need to do is we need to practice resiliency. We need to really check in with ourselves and see where we are. And there's been a lot of work done on resiliency and resilient people. In order to be in our business, one must be extremely resilient. But what does it mean, right? What does that mean? So I've been kind of enamored with some work of a woman named Diane Coutu, who wrote a piece that defined resilience in three pieces. She said that a resilient person accepts the current reality.
Yeah.
Completely accepts the current reality. They don't walk around saying, you know, yesterday I was a VP, and now that we've reorged, I'm a director, or we used to do it this way. Those people aren't living in the current reality. So resilient people, they accept the current reality. The second thing they do is they're driven by their own internal guide, either a strong faith or a strong belief or a strong set of core values about what's important, how customers are treated, how businesses run, or how they treat people. Those things keep them calm in the storm.
They have a framework to hang on to.
Yeah, yeah. And then the third thing is that the resilient people improvise. They pick up all the broken pieces and they get to work. And I think that you can really spot those individuals. When you go through organizational change, you can spot those individuals. And if you are struggling yourself, and you go back to that little framework, it can help you understand maybe where you're hung up a little bit and get centered.
I think one of the things that makes it difficult for people inside the chaos of an organization is that often when the chessboard is thrown up in the air and the pieces land in a new way, it's not entirely clear. What's a way that, without being embarrassed, because a lot of people feel uncomfortable saying, well, how is it now? Where can you go to get the information or to get a level set on how everything landed so you understand what the world is like in this moment? Any coping mechanisms there?
Well, you know what's really fascinating, right, is anytime reorder takes place, people begin the lobbying effort to order the mess in the way that suits them best.
Yes.
Right? And so we've all been through that. And it's frustrating, right? Because we've seen people who may not necessarily have the best agenda or the best ability through sheer force wind up driving the agenda in a way that isn't necessarily as beneficial as everybody knows it is or needs it to be, right?
They're willing to talk the loudest, the longest, and last.
Yeah.
I know. I hate that.
Yeah. And while it's certainly important to be aware of where those dialogues are going, what we oftentimes mistake for action is... Or a mistake for traction is action. So people join, they have a lot of conversation, they're running around, they're creating a lot of action, but they're not getting traction.
Okay.
If you can be a person who goes to work and starts creating value right away, that is the most meaningful way for you to participate in the conversation and drive it. And, listen, value contributors are the people who make the economy work. They are the most successful people in these organizations. So go to work creating value.
Well, and that's one of the things. In Ignited, you said, go to your boss and ask your boss what he or she is judged on. What are the metrics that he or she is judged on? And get really clear on those and then start getting the traction around those metrics.
That's
for
right.
Your boss.
Even go to your boss's boss.
Yeah. Oh, right. You say that in the book. Yeah.
Right. One of the big problems that we have in business is that people don't communicate very well.
So asking good questions and asking up and not being afraid to do it is okay.
It is okay.
It's a very welcomed question.
It's important. when we lived in these top-down hierarchies.
Right.
Right. We weren't taught to answer questions. The reason why we have a pyramid structure is because it's a post-military structure. What happened is when we finished World War II, we applied a lot of our military tactics to building corporations as we went to go scale these empires to serve all the troops and the boomers. We did it with military intelligence and military approach, which meant keep your cards to your vest, don't challenge authority, get in your organizational structure, and that's how you work. The problem is that none of the rules apply anymore. We're really on our own. And so some of us have been brought up to believe that, you don't question that. You don't take these things head on. And some of us are very uncomfortable by the mere nature of those conversations. But the fact is that, unfortunately, we're kind of responsible for everything now.
We are. It's absolutely true. And it's global. And it's collaborative. And it's decentralized.
Yeah.
And it's real time. Exactly. So we have to change our rules. So you had mentioned, I think, was it Debbie or Diane Couteau?
Diane Couteau.
Diane Couteau.
C-O-U-T-U.
She sounds interesting. I'm going to check that out. I always admire who you're tracking and following because I like the way your mind works and the things that you think about. Who in our industry would you like to meet or someone that you admire? Who do you have your eye on, Vince?
Oh, that's funny. John Battelle is somebody I've always been impressed by.
Yeah, he's really impressive.
I think he's impressive. Mm-hmm. He's obviously
a good thinker.
A very intelligent guy. He's a big thinker, and I'm impressed at his ability to be a CEO and an author and do a multitude of things. So
awesome. Well, yeah. I'm going to look for the opportunity to introduce you to John someday.
I would love that.
I got to make that happen for you now.
I would love that.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Well, I really appreciate your time today. Thank you for coming on the show. Thanks for making the chapter available. And now that our Dishy Mix listeners know that you're so good at building sales organizations and monetizing content and helping companies with those strategies, I bet that will generate some opportunity for you. I hope it will.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you so much for doing this. It's a great show and it's such a service.
Thank you, Vince. All right. You got to know Vince Thompson. He's the author of Ignited and he's the managing partner at Middle Shift. It's Middle Shift, and you can find it at middleshift.com. I think you've got a great URL, right?
That's right.
Awesome. All right. Well, I'm your host, Susan Bratton. I hope you've enjoyed yet another Muckety Muck Insights interview at AdTech San Francisco. Have a great day.
Find more great shows like this on personallifemedia.com.